Welcome to Shomar Shomar Daf. Shir sponsor Lirishmas Arm Yaakov Shalom and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding a new Medaf Nun Hey. The Gemara in Medaf towards the end of the page says the sequence of what the Kohen Gadol has to say when he does the Azos. And even though he's doing one up and seven down, he has to mention the one up in each one of the one he's putting down. He has to say Achas VeAchas, Achas V'Shtaim, Achas V'Shalosh, etc. And the Gemara continues on and says that he does that in order not to make a mistake. And the Torah Sishonim brings over here that the mistake may be that instead of counting one and then seven, he'll count eight. And that's not right. He needs to do one, and then he has to count seven in its own sequence. And this whole Gemara really needs explanation. What does it mean that we have the one and the seven? Why do we have to count the one together with the seven? Why the seven has to be a separate count? In addition, the Gemara brings that depends on the place of Rav Meir or Yudo. Do you do achas v'achas, achas v'shtaim, or you do achas v'achas, shtaim v'achas? And Rashi explains that it has to do you count 21 or 1 and 20? And this begs the question, the Bishul of 21 and 1 and 20, the 20 and the 1 is one number. But what is the relation between the 1 and the 7? It seems to be two separate countings that has nothing to do with each other. To understand all this, we have to go into some concepts that belong to Kabbalah. But these ideas are brought down clearly in Rabbeinu Bechaya and Chumash, open for everyone to see. And it's also concepts that are accessible even for us. We can try to understand them a little bit. And because it relates directly to our Gemara, we will try to learn it the way the Rishonim bring it out. We know that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world is a revelation of seven midos. We mention it every day and every time we take the Sefer Torah. L'cho Hashem ha'gdulo ve'ha'gvuro ve'ha'tiferes ve'ha'netzach ve'ha'oid k'chol ba'shamayim v'ha'oretz l'cho Hashem ha'mamlocho. We're referring here to seven ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the world. In the Lashon of the Mekubalim, these are called the spheres. Spheres are different ways, different midos that Hashem acts with them upon us in this world. In Sfiras HaOmer is the one time that we go and we actually speak about them very clearly. We count every day. We say this day is Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvuro, Tiferes Shebechesed. It refers to these midos, the seven midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears over here in the world. That's called the seven midos tachtoinos. The seven actions that we have down here in this world. Above this world, beyond the comprehension and the realization of what we have, there's other midos that Hashem acts with. And the one which is closest to this world is called the mido or the sphera of Bina. Bina is the thing that's the boin, the binyan. What builds everything that comes down to this world is the sphera called Bina. This is something that belongs beyond this world. Keyadua, and this is something we're going to speak about Be'ez Hashem later in the Masechta. What's unique about Yom Kippur is, as brought down in many Sfarim, is that we go up to the world of Bina. The world of Bina belongs to Tshuva. Tshuva is when everything returns back to its source. It goes back to the source, goes back to the beginning of the building, of the Binyan. That's where you go back to Bina. So Yom Kippurim is a day, as we spoke about in previous Yorim, is a day where the revelation of the above world comes out. We're elevating ourselves to something beyond this world. We act like angels, we act like malachim. We're not human beings, we're not in this physical world. We go to a higher place, a higher sphere. Where do we go up to? We go to the Olam of Bina. So to speak, every concept in this world elevates to the higher place. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, this is the meaning of the Hazos. You have Achas Lemalo, one that belongs up there to Shemaim, Veshevel Lemato, seven Midos Tachtoinos, seven ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears here in the world. And the whole avodah of Yom Kippurim is to take that seven that belong down below and elevate them to the higher one, to the one that belongs up above. That's what we're counting. Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtaim, Achas V'Sholosh. Each one of the meters down here has to connect to above. That's why you need to do Achas, you have to count till seven, because you're counting seven separate meters. And it needs to be seven, not eight, because it's a seven, it's a one count. the Midas Tachtoines, and the one belongs to above, that's the Midah of Bina. That's why you can't connect them as one. It's not one sequence. It's seven belonging to one. And this is the idea that depends on Rami Rabbi Yudo. It's like counting 21 or 1 and 20. Because the same way 20 is the koilel, is the encompassing number that includes others, so over here, the one above is the encompassing number that includes all the seven tachtoinus. That's the idea of what's going on over in Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol does achas lamalo v'sheva lamata to connect the sheva lamata to lamalo. Each one individually goes up and connects to above. Obviously, these are very deep things, but maybe we have a little touch in them based on what we learned. And Kosh Bohu should help for us to understand this fully. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.